BBC World Service. Now, BBC Learning English.
E. In a vote in 1998, the American Dialect Society looked for the new word that was most likely to succeed. And they had an accolade, the word of the year. And that particular year, it wasn't a word at all. It was E. E hyphen. The prefix. Meaning electronic, of course. As you find it in email, for instance, these days a lot. Well, why did they think it was going to be such a successful development? Well, because in the mid-1990s, they had noticed, the American Dialect Society had noticed, how many people were starting to use this E prefix and applying it to all kinds of circumstances. And in the 1990s, you got all these developments. E-books, electronic books. E-voting, electronic voting. You could get a loan from a company by email, and it would be an e-loan. There were e-newsletters, e-securities, e-shopping, hundreds more. And people, after a while, began to play with the word. You'll have heard this too. You know about retail and retailing. Well, now you can have e-tail and e-tailing, because that's retail shopping over the internet. And of course, it didn't take long before people started to complain about the way in which it was overused. In fact, a couple of years later, one of the big internet magazines said, "This is a word, this is a prefix that has to go. Everybody's using it too much." Well, it hasn't gone. It's here to stay. E-speak is the future.